Hello.
How's it going, Odd People?
I am not your host.
Welcome to the Odd People Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Roboto.
Wow.
And with me is...
It's going to be a long episode if you're going to...
Mr. U-Man.
Psst, psst, oh, psst, oh. Psst. Oh, oh, I, oh, oh, shit.
Out of control, right out the gate.
What's up, man?
What's up? How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good.
It's cool.
It is.
I'm good.
Tuesday.
Also.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's... Every day is Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
If it's not Tuesday, I don't exist. We only exist on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Other than that, we're like, we're just like empty corpses for the rest of the week.
Yes. I mean, and that's how I am at work, that's for sure.
Does this just go, like
a shell of a person? Yeah. You haven't... You
this,
want higher?
This goes up?
Yeah. This yeah, one? Twist that, and then it'll tilt. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
All right. I'm ready. Is you that too high? Is that awkwardly high?
No, you're on camera. As long as you're sitting, you want to sit up straight, right? Is that what it is? Because I do the same thing.
Well, I try to.
I'm like... You know what? Maybe that's a good idea. Put it a little higher.
A little higher. So you got to be up here.
And then I have no choice but to sit up straight.
Present your...
And then it's all sorts of fun.
Yeah. I saw your I saw your post on the Mighty Guitars. Oh, yeah? Little Ron Burgundy?
Yeah. So what is it?
What did I do? I saw your post on Mighty Guitars. You had the double guitars stacked up, ready. I was like, dude
I have
crushing it.
I have two projects going. One is that left-handed guitar. All I need to do is put strings on it and set it up.
And it's fully left-handed.
And then left-handed, and I'll give it away to somebody. And
are you left-handed?
Nah, I'm right-handed.
Freaks, right?
Yeah, left-handed people are
people
weirdos.
Are freaks.
They're total weirdos.
Yeah.
Those left-handed people, there's something wrong with them.
They're just like, I want to be different.
You know what's funny is I work with a lot of left-handed people, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And I'm like, why? But because I work in like a plumbing-related thing. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when kids were like in high school back in the day, they'd be like, take this test, and it'll tell you, you know, what you should do with your life. And I think... They told left-handed people that they would be good plumbers because you kind of have to be like,
hey man, plumbers make real good money.
Is that the right word? Ambidextrous?
Ambidextrous?
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
combine
like,
combine the two of those, it should be right.
So I think because you have to do like, you know, righty tighty, lefty loosey, I think there's a lot of, you got to do a lot with your left hand. Yeah. So I think they were like, well, this person can already. We already forced him to use his right hand to do a lot of other things. So, yeah.
I think for the next month, I'm gonna do a promotion where I only draw left-handed. So, if you place an order with me next month, gonna get a special edition fifth grade drawing.
I was gonna say third grade drawing.
Oh, dang!
I guess you're good with your left hand. I'm not. That's all I'm gonna say.
Did you ever take like the colorblind test in school?
No,
where it was like a certain color circle and then there was a different colored number.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You've seen it,
but I don't think I ever took the test. I mean, unless it was like a standard thing
in school. I don't know why.
Oh really?
I had to. Or maybe because they knew I was colorblind already.
My oldest son's colorblind.
Is he?
Yeah. Are you colorblind?
I'm fine, but only with browns and greens.
Oh really?
Yeah, when they had like the green circle and they had a brown 5 in it, I only saw the green circle.
Really?
There was no number in there. And they were like, yep.
Huh.
I was like, how dare you, sir?
Well.
Yeah, so browns and greens. And it's only like a certain shade. Like, obviously, if it's a bright green, I know it's green. Or if it's a shit brown, I know it's brown.
Well, you know, because of this, because you're saying this.
I know.
You're going to have a customer like next week. They're going to be like, hey, I got this company logo. And they just send it to you and it just looks like nothing to you.
I really.
It's like a rectangle. They're like, can you just redo this? And you're like, I don't know what it says.
I really love the greenish brown color.
Yeah.
I really want to implement it in my logo.
You're like, shit.
But that's it. All
you're
the
asking
colors.
Your friends, asking people, hey, what color is this?
Yeah.
We used to, as a family, we used to know somebody that was a tattoo artist, and he was colorblind.
Really?
Yeah, this was like way back in like the early 90s.
I hope he's a black and gray artist.
He used to he'd do tattoo parties back when that was a thing, when it was illegal in Massachusetts to have tattoo shops. So he would, he had his wife help him. She'd like mix the colors for him. And she'd be like, yeah, that's this.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this, fucking paint by numbers? And I remember my parents had a tattoo party at the house. This was the kind of fucking house I grew up in.
Your parents?
Yes. My parents both got parrots tattooed on their legs because they liked tropical things. It was the dude had like a book of Flash. And my parents were like, I don't know, they must have been drinking or whatever. And they're like, let's get this. And I remember being like in the other room while this is going on in like the kitchen, most sanitary fucking place in the house, right?
Yeah.
And drawing Marvin the Martian. And like bringing it over to the dude and being like, hey, and he's like, well, that's really good. You could be a tattoo artist someday. And he was like this big giant guy. I mean, to me, I don't know. I mean, he could have been regular height, but he looked huge to me.
Yeah.
And his nickname was Wild Bill.
Wild Bill.
And he was like an ex-Marine Green Beret, like giant dude.
He was the tattoo artist?
Yeah.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, he was a big dude. Like not fat, but like big. Like he was big and strong.
Hear me out.
You know him.
Did he have a back piece?
I don't know.
Of a big grizzly bear.
He could have. I have no idea. I don't think I've saw him without a shirt on.
I think we're talking about the same guy.
Wild Bill?
Wild Bill.
Was he a Marine? Do you know if he was a Marine?
I don't know if he was a Marine.
Was he a tattoo artist?
He showed me his back piece. I met him once. He showed me his back piece, and I was like, holy shit, that's incredible. And that was it. That was all I know.
He's like, what color is that? You're like, it could be green, could be brown. I'm not sure.
It was all black and gray. It was all black and gray. I'm never going to live it down now.
Sorry.
He's going to change the logo to green and brown.
Oh, that'd be funny.
I'm going to be like, where's the logo?
Oh, man. Yeah, so that's a fun story to tell. How about Button Club? You guys are just killing it.
Yeah, man. We're doing big things. We're having a lot of fun.
Ryan's killing it, too. Ryan's doing great.
I'm so proud of the kid. He's adapting really well. He's jumping on live streams, and he's, you know, everybody loves him in the FGC. Everyone knows him as like
he's the dude.
He's like the unbox guy now, you know? He makes those videos.
Nice. Yeah. That's awesome.
And
it's cool to be known for something.
It is. It really
he's
is.
He's a cool dude. I like that guy. He was on the podcast.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's right. I
really, really early episodes.
He did it at the shop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and his wife Alicia did like a time-lapse video. Of us like sitting there talking.
Oh, nice. That's
cool. And I remember I like reposted it or whatever, and I had like coworkers like, what was that all about? Because I don't tell new coworkers. I don't tell them about my personal
about
life.
The stuff, yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's a podcast I do. They're like, what? What's a podcast? I'm like, oh boy, now I have to really explain myself.
A lot of people are taken back when I tell them that I'm doing a podcast, and like, it's not a very common thing. I know that it's very common now, and there's like millions of podcast shows out there, but none of them matter. You should only listen to this one.
This is the only one that matters.
But yeah, when I tell people that, they're like, wow, man, like, I guess it is a pretty big step to like get on here and talk shit. And
well, it's one of those things that you kind of...
Not a lot of people want to do that.
You're exposing yourself in a different way.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially us, because we're not talking about one subject.
Yeah.
We're just like, this is me. This is genuinely me and you. We're not actors. We're not comedians.
We're not scripted.
We're not scripted at all, which I'm sure you can tell in a lot of episodes.
We got a whiteboard that says Button Club, Mighty Guitars, and movies.
Movies, yep. And odd questions.
And odd questions.
Then it says goodbye.
But that's what I think. That's why people are enjoying it.
I think so.
We're just real. We just want to hang out and talk and let you guys feel like you're hanging out with us and talking with us.
This is a part of our weekly hangout.
Yeah.
As friends.
We don't talk much during the week.
No. A few texts here and there. And then
I honestly try not to because I don't want to.
You don't want to ruin it?
I don't want to ruin it and be like, we get to the podcast and we're like, well, I guess we can backtrack what we've talked about all week.
Yeah. I write things down and I try to save it up mentally, which is great. And I usually forget half of what I want to talk about.
Yeah, for sure.
If I don't write it down.
Yeah.
So, you know,
But it's good. Yeah. We're doing good things.
It's good. Yeah. So Button Club's good.
Button Club's good. Mighty Guitars are good.
Did you watch a movie this week? Let's just go down the list.
Right on the whiteboard. I did. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just say, I watched the new Willy Wonka, finally.
Oh.
It's on HBO Max for free, if you have HBO Max.
Yeah, I'm poor, I don't.
And, well, you're not missing anything.
Hmm?
No.
Just as I suspected.
No, it was very, like, I mean, I get it was, like, the backstory before he had his factory, before he was a famous, like, candy maker.
Yeah.
He was just trying to make his mark in the world.
Yep.
And I believe he goes to Paris to try to do so and open his own store.
In Paris.
I think it was Paris.
So does it show the origins of the Oompa Loompas?
No. There's only one Oompa Loompa. And he's like after... He's trying to steal Willy Wonka's chocolate back. Because he went to the Oompa Loompa Island, took the last of the cocoa beans...
Okay.
And then left. And so they kicked this one Oompa Loompa out to go get it.
Okay.
So it's just the one Oompa Loompa who's just trying to get his chocolate back.
Isn't that the plot line of like, is it the movie Ants or Bug's Life? There's one of those movies that's like the...
Wow, I think you're right, actually.
The plot line is right. Like, you, get out of here. Go get our stuff. That's funny.
Yeah.
So it wasn't good, though?
It was just very like lackluster, like... More so for kids, if anything.
Okay.
I love the Johnny Depp one, man. It's creepier. It's weirder. It's darker.
I mean, I really love the Gene Wilder one. I can see what you like about, you know, the newer one.
Yeah. I feel like the original and the new one, I mean, the original and the Johnny Depp one are two totally different Willy Wonka's. Two different visions, two different stories. Because the first one's great.
It's a vision, a revisioning.
So you can't like, so you can't really compare, but
yeah,
the new one, sure. Dude, just don't even.
I like that. You can't really compare them. You can't say one's better than the other because they're both pretty good. I mean, I like the Gene Wilder one better just because it's like the soft spot.
Yeah.
I've seen it 1,000 times. You know, it reminds me of my art teacher in high school.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
I feel like that one's more of a family movie, but still has the weirdness to it.
Yeah, it's got a few weird parts.
And then the Johnny Depp one just went full...
Johnny Depp one's full...
Full weird and creepy.
Yeah. You know, Tim Burton.
Yeah.
So I was going to say this about... I'll give this to the Johnny Depp one. The scene where he goes to get the cocoa beans and he finds the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
Perfect explanation. Perfect jumping off point.
Yeah.
For this new movie that didn't even touch on that.
Yeah. I mean, like, they kind of copied that in the new one.
They could have... Couldn't they have just... That could have been the whole movie. The discovery of the Oompa Loompas.
Yeah.
And they could have used somebody that's not, you know,
I was assuming that's what it was. I thought it was like the origin story of like... At the end of the movie, he would have his chocolate factory. Yeah. And then like... But no, it wasn't anything. And I don't think the kid that did the Willy Wonka, he just wasn't weird enough. I don't know.
He was too normal.
Yeah, and he was too pretty looking. He looked, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you got to be a little off the wall to be Willy Wonka, I think. In a comedic way, you have to be you ain't going to be not right.
But I tell you, I wanted some damn candy.
You wanted candy after that?
Yeah, you know what I got?
What'd you get? Reese's.
No. You'll probably never guess. I don't even know why. What possessed me?
I'll never guess.
But I got Charleston Chews.
Okay.
I love those things, man. They're a classic.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
No?
That's my nephew's favorite.
I can see why.
We have found big giant ones. I think so, anyway.
Yeah?
It's either that or Baby Ruth.
Yeah, they have like the minis and then they have like a big massive one,
right?
Yeah.
It's like masses. It's
like a ginormous
big
man.
Candy bar. Yeah. Put it in your mouth.
You can plop it on the table. Let him see it. What about you?
Charleston Chews.
Did you watch any movies?
So I was home the other day, and I watched a new movie with one of my favorite comedians in it. It was called Ricky Stenicki. It's a brand new movie. It's on
I've never heard
it's on Amazon Prime, and it's a really good The premise of the movie is really great.
Amazon Prime.
So these,
that's one thing I'm just not up on. I don't know anything on Amazon Prime.
So they, so this, this movie, this is, it's actually a pretty good, it's a pretty original storyline. So these three friends, childhood friends, and they're just always up to no good, kind of. Mm-hmm. So they do, it's like Halloween, and they do this like ding-dong ditch with the flaming bag of dog shit.
Yeah.
This is the first scene of the movie, so I'm not really, this is just, I won't give away anything else.
Have you ever done that to anybody?
No, no. I've ding-dong ditched, but not with the flaming bag of shit. Like, that's, you really hate somebody if you're doing that.
And it's kind of gross to even set that up.
Yeah, like
I that whole. I wouldn't want to do
the
that.
Whole situation's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So they get this giant bag of dog shit, light it on fire, they ding-dong, and they run, and the person doesn't come to the door, and it's Halloween, so there's like a scarecrow, you know, on the porch that ends up getting caught on, the wind blows and the thing catches on fire. It falls over. The chair's on fire on the front porch. The house catches on fire.
Wow.
So it's all hell's breaking loose.
Wow.
They're over there trying to put it out. They're screaming.
The people who did it?
Yeah, the kids, because they're panicking.
Yeah.
One kid really didn't want to do it. The other
like,
two.
Wow, this is a funny joke and now we're going to jail.
Yeah. So one of them has like a shirt on, a Halloween costume, and they're trying to put it out. And they're like, I have an idea. So one of them has a pen. And they write on the shirt, Ricky Stanicky. They come up with the name, Ricky, what's a good ass name? And the kid says that kid's name, which is like Stanwick or whatever. And he's like, that's my last name. And he's like, no, Stanicky, right? So then the fire department sees this, and they're like, oh, the little shit at his name. So they like search for this kid, and that's what they search for. They don't bother investigating any further than the name on the piece of clothing left behind. So, therefore, they invent this person called Ricky Stanicky. So every time these little punks do something, which it doesn't really show any of that. It just kind of is like the beginning montage of the movie where it's like Ricky Stanicky did it. Like, it's, you know, kind of a cartoonish, you know, thing put together. So, this is like they're out. Every time they get in trouble, they do something wrong. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, it was Ricky Stanicky, which is his friend they made up. So, this... The whole premise of this movie is they made up this person, and this leads into their adult lives where they're in like relationships, married, one guy's got a pregnant wife.
And with Ricky Stanicky?
They'll go, they'll be like, oh, Ricky really needs us to, he's a humanitarian and he needs us to help clean up the Everglades in Florida. So then they take a trip to Miami as friends, but they use it, they use Ricky, instead of just saying we're going on a guy's trip.
Yeah.
Which is what a normal person would do. They're like, one dude's like this pathological liar, which is Zac Efron.
Oh, okay. Right? Okay.
And so they like come up with.
I've been seeing clips of this.
And then the other guy.
Has John Cena in it?
Yeah, John Cena is in it. And what's his name? Man, I don't remember his name. He's a. He's the guy. I just said he was my favorite comedian. And I don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
It was my mouse.
Yeah, I saw the scene with John Cena when he like shows up and he's all like fresh out of rehab, but he's like, he's going through like crazy withdrawals.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need you in your best shape right now. And he's all sweaty and nasty.
So Andrew Santino, which he's really funny in it. So he.
I don't know who that is.
He does a podcast with Bobby Lee. And he's a stand-up comedian. He's pretty funny. And so they take a trip to Atlantic City to get out of a baby shower, which is really fucked up. So it's Andrew Santino. This girl plays his wife, Anja Sav.
I mean, it's pretty valid to get out of a baby shower.
Yeah,
I
mean. Right. But, I mean, you know, make up a thing. So they say Ricky Stanicky needs us down in wherever, and they go to Atlantic City instead, and that's where they meet John Cena's character. He's an actor. He does like a crazy show.
Oh.
And
he's Ricky Stanicky.
So when they go back, so while they're gone, the wife goes into labor and he misses the birth, and they're pissed. Everybody in the family, everybody's pissed. They're like, this fucking Ricky Stanicky character, nobody's ever met him, but you guys are always going to help him. He had cancer, then he beat cancer, and then all the, like, they have the craziest lies that they could think of. So they're like, we need to hire an actor to play.
Yeah,
and we need Ricky Stenicki. Be Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
So they hire him. They call him up. He's like, here's my card, guys. And they were like, they bought him a drink because they felt bad for him because he's a mess. He's like an alcoholic. He's fucking all over the place. And they have this book they call the Bible that's got all the information about Ricky Stenicki, so they don't lose track of all the lies. Yeah, it's like, yeah, they went deep. The pathological liars. These people are terrible, right? And so they give it to him. So he comes off the plane throwing up withdrawals. And he's like, I need to be committed to acting this. You guys are paying me to be Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
I need to like be sober.
Perform.
Yeah. So he's like sobered himself up and he's, it's pretty funny. It's chaotic. It's got a lot of funny parts.
Sounds like it.
It ends kind of different than I thought it was going to end. But this leads me to another incident that I'd like to talk to you about.
Yeah. I'm curious.
So John Cena.
Can we just say real quick?
Yep.
I feel like Zac Efron doing that other movie about the wrestler.
Yeah.
Man. He made himself like 30 years older by doing that movie.
Yeah, and he's also got that weird fucked up thing about his face.
Is that what it is? Is that what I'm... When he did the wrestling movie with that, I forget who the wrestler was that he's doing.
Yeah.
But when I saw the pictures of him, I was like, holy smokes, like what a transformation to do that movie.
So look at his face here.
And you look at him, look at
that. And then look at him now.
Right? Did he get like a jaw implant or something?
So there was something going on. I think he said he broke his jaw.
Oh.
So they had to do...
Like in real life.
Yeah, in real life. And I think they had to like reconfigure his jaw when they fixed it.
Holy smokes.
I don't know if it's either him maybe saying like, give me a broad jaw.
Yeah. He looks like an action figure.
Yeah. So I don't know if they said, give me a broader jaw line, or maybe it was the way they kind of like positioned it.
Yeah, maybe.
But his head is like big now.
Yeah.
On the bottom where it wasn't before.
Look at the difference.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. He definitely had something.
Either way, he's ugly, I think.
Yeah.
He's not a very good looking dude.
That's all I want to say. Go ahead.
Okay. I mean, I don't think he was good looking before, and I don't think any women thought that either. So.
I did. I thought he was a very handsome man.
I don't think anybody thought that he was good looking, no.
What about William Macy? He's a great looking guy. That's like the classic dad right there. That's the dad that everybody wants.
Yeah, he plays the boss of these two guys. It's pretty good. All right, so John.
Okay.
So John Cena.
Yep.
Okay. Just recently.
Oh, that's right.
Went out naked in the Oscars ass. Naked.
Yeah.
Now, I think we've talked about this before.
We have.
And I'm a little disappointed that John Cena is now in a part of the Illuminati.
You think so? Here's the thing.
I think so.
Let me counter it real quick.
Yep.
You could be 100% right, which would not surprise
me. Which is
unlikely.
Okay, all right.
It wouldn't surprise me at all that they made him do this.
Yeah.
But my little input here.
Yeah.
Is what if he's just like your boy Arnold and just wants to be fucking naked in front of everybody so all the girls are like, look at how nice he is. And that's it. He just wanted to be out there naked.
You think it's like an ego thing where somebody's like, he ain't shit. And
he's then like, I work so hard on this fucking body.
And then he came out like that.
Yeah.
Dude's fucking gigantic.
I know.
I mean, that guy must go to the gym.
But that's a small sign.
Two or three times a day. He must go to the gym.
A little papishka.
Two or three. Yeah, well, you know, yeah. Roids.
Roids.
You gotta stay off the roids.
Yeah.
He's 46 years old. I will never have a body
can,
like that.
Yeah, I can only hope.
6 years older than me.
Man.
46 sounds old, and then I just said 6 years older than me, and I realized that that's closer. He's closer to my age than you are. Jesus
sorry,
Christ.
Man. I'm sorry.
He's 6 years older than me, and you're 7 years younger than me.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do.
I'm closer to that.
Yeah, we're just going to.
Okay. I'm not going to cry.
It's okay. I mean, do you want to talk about it?
I want to.
I have some questions for you.
We'll talk about what? Go ahead.
You just turned 40, right?
Yeah. And yes, everything shuts down. Is that what you're going to ask? When you hit 40, everything breaks?
Well, I was going to say, like, do you feel... Are you fine? Because you know how, like, you turn 20, you're like, I don't feel 20. You turn 30, I don't feel 30.
Yeah.
Are you fine with feeling it at 40? You're like, okay, like, I feel that now.
I don't... It's... I do feel differently.
You're just like, no, I'm just 30 again.
I feel old.
Yeah.
Like, when I say I'm 40, and then I look at my kids... And my oldest son's almost as tall as me. He wears the same size shoes as me. His hands are bigger than mine. He's a big kid.
That's true.
He's like long. He's like Slender Man. He's very tall.
Yeah.
Working on beefing him up a little bit.
Yeah.
He grew and didn't grow any bigger. He just stretched.
Yeah.
No, I feel...
Just turn him into a lab experiment and shoot him up with some steroids. Yeah. Like John Cena.
So it's weird because it's some things I feel older with. Like okay. Like, I accidentally punched my work van yesterday, and now my this is swollen. That would have never happened to me 10 years
ago. That's how you know you're
40.
When you say you accidentally punched something,
you're well, that's what it is. I don't know if it's because of my heart surgeries or the medicine I take or anything like that, but I bruise now. I never bruised. You could have punched me in the anywhere, and I would have not bruised when I was younger.
Interesting.
You could have just clocked me. I would have been like, oh, I got a black eye. I would have been like a little mark. I'd probably be like swollen all up. Fucked up. Like, I feel like I get fucked up a little easier now.
Yeah.
Like, I'll bang into something and I'm swollen. I'm hurt. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Yeah. So I think it's slowly,
it's
slowly getting there. It's finally getting there.
I guess I asked because, like, when I remember when my dad turned 40. My mom had like got him a cake with like the gravestone on it and it said like rest in peace, and I was like, holy smokes, he must really feel that. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, this is, I think 40 is like midlife. Like, this is like midlife.
You gotta live your whole life over again just to make it to 80.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's pretty crazy, right?
It seems far away, but I feel like
your entire life, your whole life, you have to do it again.
So
just to be 80. That's pretty good.
I remember I was working at Home Depot when I turned 20.
I'm sorry.
And I had a coworker that was 30. To me, he seemed so much older. And he had just like got married, and him and his wife they went on like crazy honeymoon to like New Zealand or some shit. And like having a conversation with him. And he was like, he's like, from 21 to 30 goes by like this.
It really does.
And I was like, no way, dude. I'm going to be hanging out with the same people. I'm going to be doing the same shit. And it's like, not only did it go by quick, but your life is entirely fucking different.
Yeah. Friends don't matter anymore, I feel. Like, actually, when you get to like 25, I feel like friends are just kind of out the window.
Well, it's...
You're trying to figure your shit out.
It's more of like quality of... the people you spend your time with.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. You know, you kind of, you tend to want to spend your time with people of a different, like different substance.
Yeah, for
sure. When I was 20, I just wanted to
figure out
the best way to get beer and hang out with whatever girl I thought was attractive and, you know, get fucked up with my friends and do stupid shit. Like, when I wasn't in college, my friends weren't in college.
Yeah.
Like, I had two close buddies that...
You never went to college?
I went, but I didn't... It wasn't full-time, and it was... I didn't finish, and I worked while I was doing it, so it was like, I could just make money instead of doing this.
Some people have to, yeah. I mean...
So, but the people I spent my time with 20 years ago are not the same people I hang out with now.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I got
not.
One dude that I still talk to every once in a while.
Yeah.
And we see each other maybe once a year. And then I have a couple other friends that I talk to frequently, and we see each other every once in a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are my college friends. Yeah. They're the ones we didn't hang out much because they were doing other shit. So sometimes you grow apart and you grow together, but I mean, the same crowd of kids.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I'm just trying to keep like the negativity out of my life. Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you're just like a negative person and you just always wallow in your shit, like everybody does that. Everybody naturally. So like if you're doing it with your friends and everything, like it's just like if we're not going to be positive and encouraging and lift each other up, I'd rather be by myself.
It's quality over quantity.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd rather have a handful of good friends.
Yeah.
Then have a lot of people I hang out with that I don't want to hang out with.
Yeah, for sure.
Because what's the, what are the, you know, what's the point?
Yeah. And I used to like tolerate a lot if they were like a good person, but just always negative. Like I would just tolerate it. And
yeah,
I'm even at the point now where I'm just like,
yeah, that's the point.
I don't want it. Even, I don't need it. I don't want it.
Yeah. It's kind of like the thing of, and you see a lot on like Instagram, people like throwing up red flags,
yeah,
like first date red flags, or
oh my God, yeah.
relationship.
You see some like crazy things.
Friendship red flags. You see, you hang out with somebody and they scream at the kid in public, or they say something really harsh, and you're like, "You're an abusive fucking prick." Yeah. Like, I don't want to hang out with you at all.
For sure.
That kind of thing kind of drives me crazy. I had a few people in my life that were like that.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'm glad I don't hang out with them anymore because they would just.
You get to a certain age where you just don't need it anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't realize it until somebody else points it out.
Yeah.
Where you're like, dude, did that guy just say that?
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, he says it all the time, and I didn't even realize it. Yeah. Yeah.
Some people love it. Some people love to be negative and love to just like, everything is just like.
Bleh. Some people really like self-pity and just having that.
Can't do it.
Shit around them.
Can't do it. It's
weird.
Life's too short, man. Life's too short.
Well, this brings me back to John Cena.
John Cena.
If he's in the Illuminati, I'm really disappointed.
Are you?
He does like good shit for good people, though. Like, isn't he like he?
I know, but his wrestling career is kind of over.
I know, but he does the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I think he's done more.
It's true.
Visits with them than anybody else.
That's true.
Like, he's like a good dude.
Well, maybe he did it to push himself into more charitable stuff and.
Yeah.
More power.
Maybe he's like.
If he does this, goes into the Illuminati and turns into a shitbag.
I don't know. I don't think. I think it's all a show. It's like Oprah. Everybody thinks Oprah's great. She's in the Illuminati. She's out there eating babies with Adam Sandler. I don't even fucking know.
Absorbing powers, right? Like we talked about in the last episode. That's what you got to do.
You got to absorb that older brother power.
You got to kill your siblings, absorb their powers.
Jesus.
And.
Well,
world goes around.
Not all your siblings.
Just the ones that count.
You need one of them to edit videos.
Oh, shout out.
Shout out.
Nathaniel.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's all I wanted to say. I'm just concerned, I guess.
So you're still fully on like the public humiliation.
Yeah.
Engages you into the Illuminati.
Yeah, and I maybe
gives you that next step up.
And maybe it's the. Was last time we talked about it was the African American. What the fuck just happened to that? I think the couch moved is what the problem is.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna push the couch forward. Does it look messed up? No.
No,
it's messed up to me because I can see the whole thing.
Your side's high.
Yeah. So is yours.
I think that's just the shelf.
I think we're up against it. No. We'll leave that in.
What was I gonna say?
We were talking about naked men.
Yes. Naked men with small signs in front of their penis. We think like the whole like humiliation thing like this is a big deal, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty serious that they have to do this, but if you think about it, it's not that big of a deal. Like college frat houses do this kind of thing to.
Yeah, well, it's an initiation.
An initiation, you know what I mean? So they probably think it's funny. Like, yeah, you want to rock with us?
Then
you're going to be naked in front of the
whole,
what is this, the Grammys or the Oscars?
The Oscars.
Oscars.
I'll say this, though. If I had an upper body like him, I would probably never wear a shirt, ever.
I wouldn't either.
It would barely be a big deal for me to have a sign in front of me.
That's it. He's like, huh, this is humiliating.
This is humiliating. I'm freaking huge.
Arnold does it all the time.
Arnold writes it into movies if he can.
You know what I dove deep into? I don't know if we should.
I hope it's not naked men.
Should we save this for another
no,
episode?
No, no, go. Let's go. Let's do it.
I dove into doppelgangers this week.
Oh, yeah?
I stumbled across a page called Walmart Celebrities.
Okay.
And it's a bunch of people on this planet who look almost literally identical to certain celebrities. And there was so many. And it was incredible to see, honestly. And it makes you really realize that, like, obviously, we're all created differently.
Yeah.
But you can only do it so many times. There's only so many different variations of a person. Look at this guy. That's Woody Harrison.
Woody Harrelson.
You see, they changed the names too to
Woody Harrelson
because he kind of looks like a creep.
Well, he's in a prison.
But he looks like Woody Harrelson.
He does look like Woody Harrelson.
That's a straight up doppelganger, dude.
That's great.
I don't know. I think that's supposed to be Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp or that Oscar guy, something Oscar. What's his name? I don't know.
Kanye, bro.
He's like a an Asian Kanye West. Yeah. Wow, that's great. These are great. I don't know who that guy's supposed to look like. That's the dude from...
That's not, though.
That's not the dude from James Nunn. That's the dude from Mythbusters. Yeah.
No, it's not, though. It's slightly off.
This is great.
Slightly off.
That guy looks like the Pedro Pascal.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Unusual Al Yankovic. Well, that's great.
It's a fun page to look at.
Yeah, they look like... Have you ever seen the...
Ricky Gervais.
Have you ever seen the things... where it's like historical figures, or not historical figures, but like old paintings, and they say it looks like Keanu Reeves, or it looks like
Or like the one you said with the Taylor Swift and the
And the Satanist
the lady that looks almost identical.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. Like you can all so guaranteed there's at least like two or three versions of you. You'll just never meet them, and you don't know where they are.
That'd be great to run into them. I'd like to know what their...
Imagine you find all
what their ethnicity is, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'd love to know, because I am kind of a mutt. I have, like, a lot of different...
Yeah.
I have a few different nationalities. So it'd be nice to know, like, where
my features
get picked up on.
I have one that I met, and I was pretty blown away. This girl, one of my friends, Mary, she used to work at Journeys in the Dartmouth Mall.
Okay, yeah.
And she was like, I work with this guy that looks identical to you. And I'm like, shut up. I'm one of a kind, you know?
Yeah.
And I went so I went to the mall and I was like, let me meet this guy. So I went to the mall and we looked at each other and we're like, holy shit, dude. Like, that's insane. And we shook hands. I gave him a big hug.
Was it like looking in a mirror?
Yeah,
dude. Was it really weird?
It was really creepy. He had the beard. I was wearing glasses at the time. He had his glasses on.
Oh, wow.
He wore all black. I was like, oh, shit, dude.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And he skated. Like, I was like, wow, man.
It's weird that you didn't run into him then.
I know.
If he's in, you know, lives in
the
area.
He was right in the Dartmouth Mall, yeah. I had no idea.
What's that liquor store in Dartmouth? Right near, it's on Fonts Corner Road. Is it Cardoza's? Something like that?
I think so.
It's like right near the exit for the highway.
Oh, yeah, that's Cardoza's, yeah.
So the guy that owns that, apparently his son is around my age and he looks just like me. Because I was mistaken for that dude, I don't know how many fucking times. Anytime I was in New Bedford or Dartmouth.
Yeah.
At like a house party or whatever, people would be like, hey, what's up, man? I'd be like, hey, what's up?
What's up?
Look at him like, who are you? And they'd be like, oh, I was at your dad's store the other day. This, that. I'm like, I don't know.
I
don't remember the guy's name, but
I don't own
like
a liquor store.
Whatever Cardoza. And he was like, oh, it's me.
Oh my God, I have the hiccups. I'm sorry.
Oh, awesome. I've been waiting for this.
Mine don't last very long.
Oh, okay, good. You know how to get rid of them?
The hold your breath works.
Ask you questions while you're trying to get rid of them.
Hold your breath works for me. Mm. I know like it doesn't for some people.
You know what helped? Drinking water upside down out of a glass.
Yeah?
That's helped me in the past. I don't know.
Upside down.
Yeah, like so you have, instead of drinking it like this, you kind of put it over your chin and you kind of go upside down and drink it. I swear to God, you kind of
don't fall over you.
Yeah, you do get water on yourself. But I think you're so embarrassed that you stop hiccuping.
Yeah.
I think that's the
You ever key. See that video of the school teacher? Some girl was like hiccuping and she wouldn't stop. And he was like, come up here. And he had her stand in front of the class. And he was like, all right, now everybody stare at her. And they all just silently stared at her. And she stopped hiccuping.
Really?
Completely.
You just got rid of yours.
I did. But the holding your breath works for me. So.
Oh, okay.
I only had to do it for like 2 seconds.
That was the fastest I've ever seen anybody get rid of hiccups.
Yeah. I think I have like some kind of issue. I burp a lot. I hiccup a lot. I have like a lot of like
indigestion.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always had that. I always have a lot of reflux.
Yeah. I hate it. It drives me nuts.
It's sometimes. Worse now that I'm 40.
Yeah. Oh, man. Where were we?
I don't know. We were talking about doppelgangers.
Yes.
And that sort of thing.
And we both had a local on this. Yeah. So, okay. But so imagine if we each...
I never met the guy.
Oh, no.
So, but
you knew about
it. I was mistaken for him multiple times, and it weirded me out.
Which is a fair enough reason.
It happened more than once. It wasn't like somebody was like, hey, you look like that dude. Somebody came up to me and was like, hey.
You are that dude.
Yeah, like, remember when we were in high school together? I'm like, no, who the fuck are you? Like, graduated with 86 kids. I know all of them. Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah.
And they were like, come on, man. Dartmouth High, 2002. I'm like, not me. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So imagine if we each have a local one. How many's out there, man?
Right.
It's crazy.
So I think it's a matter of genealogy, though, because I'm mostly Portuguese and French. Mm-hmm. So this area of the country, at least, there's a lot of Portuguese and French people.
Yeah.
So I get the little spurts of other stuff that's in there.
That's true. That's true.
But like, I doubt I would go to Minnesota where they're all like German or whatever. Yeah. And like, I wouldn't, or, you know, they're all Swedish or whatever. They're all something else other than me. Yeah. I doubt I'm going to run into anybody that looks like me. I'd probably look ethnic to them.
You think so?
Probably. If I had a tan, they'd be like, this freaking guy. They'd be like, what are you, Italian or something?
Do you tan in the summers? Like, not even
I can. I'm the whitest one in my family.
Are you?
Yeah, by a long shot.
Wow. I get so dark in the summer times. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, my mom's like half Cape Verdean.
Really?
So she tans and like does not burn. She gets very, very tan in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And we're like a gradient scale, like my brother, my sister than me, like get whiter as I get to the youngest kid. Yeah. So I'm like the whitest one. I just probably
slowly lost pigment.
Yeah, I probably down the line. I probably burn the easiest in the sun. You know, I can get tan, but I need to start like now.
Yeah.
Like, I need to go outside on a nice day like today.
You should. It's beautiful.
And, you know, not wear a shirt for a while. I need to start now.
Yeah.
If I'm going to get a good tan.
Start shooting up the steroids.
Steroids.
Get the John Cena bod going.
Yeah. You know? That's what I got to do. Go to the gym twice a day.
Yeah, man.
Just hot quit my job. Summer,
but for men.
What'd you say?
I said hot girl summer, but for men.
Hot girl summer. Hot Matt summer.
Hot Matt that, summer.
That's what I'm going
for. Happen 2024.
Yeah,
coming to you
be
soon.
Prepared for me to not wear a shirt on the podcast.
In 1 week, next episode, he's going to be jacked.
1 week. I'm jacked now.
Yeah. So.
Cool. Yeah.
So you think with all this doppelganger shit, right?
Yeah.
What do you think about celebrities doing that shit? Because they can probably easily access or find who their doppelgangers are. Like, you know, how they do with, like, stunt doubles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think they use that for, like, other things, too? Like,
well, there's a big theory that...
Like, hey, man, I'll pay you to, like, go out in public and, like...
Oh, right, yeah. You know, like, listen, I have reservations tonight here. Can you jump in the limo and get out here with my wife's doppelganger?
Yeah.
And you guys get out, you know, shades on, like maybe the eyes are off and they're wearing
cap
shades.
On. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Pretend like you don't want to see anybody, but just be like.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I think that's a very good possibility. I mean.
I always thought about it with like celebrities like faking their deaths to get out of fame and to get out of their lifestyle.
So well, kings like, used to do that back in the day.
I can imagine.
They used to have guys that looked just like them.
I mean, a day when you're just done with it, you're just fed up with it.
In case they were going to get assassinated.
Yeah, that's true, too. Assassination reasons. Wow, that was tough to get out. Assassination reasons.
Well, have you ever heard about the Paul McCartney thing? You know who Paul McCartney is from the Beatles?
Yeah.
So, people say that he died.
What is he, though? Is he?
He was a singer and the bass player. Yeah.
Oh, the bass player.
Yeah, him, him and John Lennon sang, and he played bass. Excuse me. So, people say that he died.
Yeah.
In like the 60s or 70s or whatever it was. I think in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And he was replaced by somebody that looks just like him because they wanted to continue
the look of
the Beatles, you know? So that's like a big one.
Yeah.
Even hardcore fans are like, yeah, but Paul died.
Yeah.
It's like a thing.
Even John Lennon, right? Wasn't he?
John Lennon actually died, yeah.
He was killed, right?
Yeah. He was out there thinking he was...
Or killed.
He did. He got killed. Nah, he definitely got killed.
Yeah?
Yeah. Dude fucking shot him right in front of his house. Really sucks. Yeah, so it's definitely happened.
It's just a weird thing to think about.
I think. I don't know if it's Paul McCartney thing is true, but probably that would be a...
I wouldn't put it past
the him. First modern experience with that is...
You know, you know Tupac's a huge one. There's been millions of people like faking who thought they death. Saw yeah. Tupac so many times.
Well, you think... If you look at Tupac, right, he's a clean slate of a person.
Yeah.
He was bald. He had like a little bit of facial hair, right?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. He's kind of simple to like.
He could have grown a full beard. He could have had his like a nose job, and then that's it. Like he's a totally different fucking person. Yeah. He could have grown hair out or wore a wig.
Yeah, or even what we were just talking about with Zac Efron. How he's got a whole different jaw now. Made him look totally different. I mean, it's still recognizable.
But if he were...
They could take it a step further.
So if he weren't a famous person, picture somebody you went to high school with. You run into them 20 years later, mm-hmm. and they have a totally different jawline. You wouldn't know it was them.
Yeah, that's
you
true.
You wouldn't recognize him.
Yeah.
We recognize him because he's famous and we know who he is.
Yeah.
But maybe he faked his death. Well, maybe instead of faking his death, they hired this guy that looked just like him. And he's off.
And had a different jawline.
He's in Bolivia now.
That's crazy.
And they got this guy with a different jawline. They're like, well, he looks close enough. People won't notice. Everybody notices.
Everyone's like, holy shit, what's up with that jawline?
What's up with this dude's jawline?
It's just crazy, man. Nothing. I just feel like nothing is real.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that way, too.
Nothing's real.
It does feel... everything feels strange.
Yeah.
I feel weird that we have this much technology... But yet 150 years ago, people
don't
were like...
get me going on that one.
I know, that's another episode, I think.
No, I mean, you're totally right. If we've come this far within like 150 years, but yet we've been around for billions of years, why did it take us so long?
I don't know. Something happened that we don't know about, I think.
We've had such a boost.
I think something happened
so recently.
That we just don't know. It happened.
Yeah.
Like something technology-wise happened behind the scenes.
Yeah, you think so? Or they had it all along and just hid it from us? Because like,
I hate
that
to say
aspect
this,
too.
But I think the Nazis found out a lot of stuff because there was a lot of crazy experimentation going on.
Yeah.
In like technology and in like human beings.
No, it's
which
true.
Was terrible. They did a lot of terrible shit. But
it's true. I mean, I think
that was a part of like them giving up. Is you know the rest of the world got their technology out of it.
I mean, we're silly to think that, like, technology, when it comes out to us, is literally brand new to humanity. It never is. Like, usually it happens first with, like, Illuminati, or even people in the military always talk about how, like, technology they have in the military is not even available to humanity yet because, like, we just couldn't handle it at the time or they're still waiting for the right moment to release that kind of thing. But, like...
Absolutely.
Anything that comes out to us and is brand new to us is not new to everybody else. You know?
No, I don't think so.
To the higher ups.
Yeah, I get that. I see that.
So it's just, I don't know. I just wish like, I mean, I guess it is a big ask for like everything to just be real.
Yeah, well, I think.
Real and authentic.
I think it's
a huge ask.
The people really running the world, I think they know that we can't be trusted with that much tech. I mean, not me and you.
Yeah,
for sure. We would do great things.
Yeah, of course.
But humanity as a whole really can't be trusted with a lot of life-changing technology because...
We're just getting dumber.
Yeah, we're getting dumber, and it's shit's going to go bad really quickly if we knew what they know.
Do you think there's ever really going to be like a full-on like social media shutdown? Like the world is just—it's just corrupting the world too much.
Possibly,
and they just need to get rid of it.
Like an EMP is going to drop, and all of electricity and technology is gone.
Not only that, but like they just get to a point where they're like, "This is ruining humanity. We need to get rid of it and present something else."
I don't think they so much care about it ruining humanity as much as I think they would get rid of technology and like electricity.
Completely
for a period of time to kill off a bunch of people because I don't think they really care about our well-being as far as like the the people running the world.
That's true.
I think they'll just go, you know what? There's too many of them, and some of them are getting really smart.
Yeah.
Like, and some of them, there's been a few revolutions here and there. They're going to be like, you know, I'm going to put a stop to this shit. Just boom. Just
drop it.
Throw the switch. And yeah. Everything goes out.
No, it makes sense.
And all the people that hunker down and take care of themselves survive. And
will survive, yeah.
All the people in the big cities are fucking dead in like a week.
Yeah.
And they go, all right, we're going to send in the military and we're going to clean the shit up.
Man, there's some people that struggle to survive in this world today. And yeah. It's like, how is that possible? If you can't figure shit out now, when everything is literally handed to you on a silver platter, like...
Yeah. Well, sorry. In our country anyway, yeah. Yeah. It's true. Well, you know what time I think it is?
It's odd question time.
Yeah, baby.
I like it. Let's do it.
All right. You got one from Discord?
Oh.
Is that what the plan was?
Yep.
Or do you want to read the emailed one?
No, I got it.
Okay.
This one came from the Discord. I have a little Discord section where people can ask their odd questions.
Join the Discord, everybody.
So here we go. We're going to pick one here. All right. This one comes from a good friend of mine. He's from Button Club. His name is Tomato.
Yeah, Tomato.
He runs all the retro game stuff.
Oh, sweet.
He comes, man, he brings the big old tube TVs on. He carries those things in every week. And
that's awesome.
He's all out. We're so grateful for him. But he asks, he says, how did Flat Earth Theory become a thing? And we're going to give you our best.
You know what? This deserves a whole episode, and I'm not even kidding. Wow.
So
people a long time ago thought the Earth was flat.
Yeah.
And then we grew brains.
Yeah.
And now we know better.
And cars and boats, and we've traveled. And
this honestly does need a whole episode to talk about flat Earth people.
So you don't think Earth is flat?
No, absolutely not. Please tell me.
Dude, I mean, if you go pretty far out, you could just...
Stop.
I can't even say it with a serious face.
I'm like, this isn't going to be another space problem, is it?
Yeah.
So, have you ever seen a picture? They use like a really...
I just read the sign. I'm sorry.
They use a really... they do a really close-up of a basketball. So, they have a really, really close-up shot of a basketball, and it looks flat.
Yeah.
Like, you can see, like, the bumps, like hills, and it looks flat. Because they're like, where's the curve? You could do it. So, it's like a very simple theory is people, especially flat Earth people, mm-hmm. don't realize that the Earth is as big as it is.
Yeah.
I think somehow they think
naturally
we're way bigger than we are.
Yeah.
Because... Of course, technology would make you think, you know, if we can fly across the country in 6 hours, it can't possibly be that big.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that, like, you know, on a globe, the country's this fucking wide.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you mean? I don't know. I think it's a weird movement.
For sure. And I remember seeing all, like, the videos of where they, like, set up cameras and they tried to actually, like, visualize the curve of the Earth and it just wasn't happening. And I'm like, no shit, it's not happening. Like...
Yeah.
You're not zoomed out far enough. Like, everything's going to appear flat to you because...
There's another video where they prove themselves wrong. They have a distance across a body of water, I think, in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the camera set up at the same exact height. They leveled it off. And they're like, all right, when you look through this thing, you should see the light from the other side. They did it at night, and it was off.
Yeah.
By, like, a little bit. But it was off because of the curve.
Yeah,
I was like,
of course.
Duh.
Yeah.
It was like the English Channel or something. It was something really...
I'm so glad that died out pretty quick. It got its traction for a little
It's still going, dude. It's still going.
Is it really?
Go on TikTok.
All right. Well, you don't see it much anymore.
I see it all the time because I'm always commenting on them and talking shit.
Oh, that's it. Now your thing's flooded now with flat earthers.
Yeah, I get a lot of flat earthers, but I give them a lot of shit because...
This may sound like a stupid question.
Yeah.
But... If they're considering that the Earth is flat, are they talking about like pancake flat or are they talking about like a cube?
So this is one of my things that I've mentioned to these people. I said, so what's on the other side? Are you talking like a pancake or, that's what I'm saying, or a frisbee?
Like a disc?
And they're like, no, you idiot. They like,
I'm sorry.
I know, right?
You say flat earth. I don't know what you're saying.
So they make it sound like it's a...
like a cube.
Like a cone. Almost like an ice cream cone and we're on top. And it's all ice that's holding the water in because what could possibly... yeah, because water doesn't curve around anything. Yes, except for things that are curved.
What does that mean? And water takes shape of anything it's in or water anything it's trying to be.
Look at a drop of water. Is it flat? No, it looks pretty round to me.
It's completely flat.
And that's the stupidest, you know, example. Actually, not that long ago, they were trying to, you know, there was people on a flat earth thing. I think it was on TikTok or Instagram. And they said something about, you know, the sun in the sky, and of course the sun's only like right there. It's right there. And it's not that hot.
You can reach out and touch it.
Yeah, it's like a few thousand feet up or whatever. Planes apparently don't go over it. I don't know.
See, this is all true if we live in a simulation theory.
Maybe.
Like the Truman Show, I've been trying to say.
So I'm gonna give you a fact. And
they can't zoom out far enough because space isn't real.
Right.
So you can't get that high to see that the earth is round, so it's flat.
Right, right.
I'm a flat earther.
Oh, God.
See, it's that easy.
So it's that easy. You talk yourself into it.
That's it.
So here's something that they couldn't... nobody even responded to it because it's so...
nonsense.
Beyond everything. Yeah. It's on beyond sense. So I don't know if you know this fact, but the seasons are opposite on the southern hemisphere than they are on the northern hemisphere. So we're coming out of winter. They're going out of summer.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
This is because of the tilt of the earth and how it rotates around the sun throughout the year. That's why we have seasons.
The tilt of the earth.
Yeah. The reason we have seasons is because the earth is on a... it's not like this. Like the sun's here. The earth isn't...
so it's not just standing and rotating.
We're not... yeah, we're not rotating on a perfect...
it's angled and rotating.
We're rotating on our axis, but our axis is tilted. So as the earth goes around,
oh, man,
the
what sun, if our axis goes too far?
So as we go...
are we going to fall out of the earth?
It's like a fixed thing for whatever reason. Oh. As we go around, we get the seasons because... picture the bottom of my hand, this is the sun. Southern hemisphere now is rotating around, mm-hmm. right? And they're getting hotter like the summer and we're further away. Mm-hmm. So as it goes around, it tilts... and the other part of the year, we're like this.
Yeah.
Rather. And the northern hemisphere is warmer and the southern hemisphere is colder. Mm-hmm. So the seasons are reversed. So when it's summer in the northern hemisphere, it's winter in the southern hemisphere.
Wow.
And I said this on a flat earth. I commented. I said, can you explain the southern and northern hemisphere differences in the seasons?
No, because and life is all, a simulation theory.
All the comments I got were, no, they can't. People that are agreeing with me, or there were people like, well, you just look at, you read the Bible.
Oh, God.
It says in the Bible, the firmament of the sky. And I'm like, yeah, that was written when people didn't fucking know anything.
So to answer Tomato's question,
yeah,
is that where the whole flat earth thing started?
The flat earth thing came across a very long time ago. People thought it was flat.
Yeah, I know, but how did they come up with
that? I think it was written in the Bible. You would know better than me. Is there anything about the flat earth in the Bible? Because people are really religious.
Not that I know of.
They're really
hardcore. I mean, maybe it was a verse I was like falling asleep and skipped over. Well, but
that's a very good possibility. Yeah, that's
a very good possibility. So
they all seem to really be religious, and they cite the Bible a lot.
Yeah.
And there's something about the ferment, whatever that means.
Yeah.
They say that we're in like some sort of bubble, some space bubble. That's what they like. They like to say that the earth is flat, but we're in a bubble, in a dome.
Bubble. In a dome.
Yeah. I did see something recently
such
that
nonsense.
Made more sense.
Yeah.
So they say we're flat, and they say, if you look at some old maps, they kind of lay it all out, mm-hmm. and they put Antarctica as a ring, which is just, there's no other way to make the South Pole on a flattened out map.
Yeah, of course.
Everything's distorted, obviously. And then they say that, so Antarctica is actually a ring of ice that holds the water in,
yeah,
and we're flat. And then I saw another theory that the Earth is much bigger than we think. And we're just like it's an ice planet, and we're just a little pocket on this ice planet. I said, that makes a hell of a lot more sense.
It does.
At least it agrees that it's a fucking planet and not just a flat disc. Everybody that's around, we're flat. The scary thing was it had other pockets of land. So there was like giants, and they were like dinosaurs. And like the reason we have fossils is because they migrated over the ice and they ended up here and they died here because they couldn't make it or whatever.
Last, yeah.
Like, so there's,
wow.
They try to come up with these other fantasy worlds that are on our planet.
That's wild.
I said, at least that's possible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, at least that's like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, I suppose. I feel like it just started because someone was too deep into simulation theory and was like, if simulation theory is a real thing,
I think it was pre-simulation
theory. Then like the Earth is obviously flat because we're just on like a big stage.
That's where it came from. People aren't that bright.
There you go.
And they agree with stuff from stupid hundreds people. Of years ago.
Just disregard a lifetime of learning about planets and galaxies and how the planet, you know, you made the little model kits when you were in school, all the different planets.
It's all bullshit to them.
It's all planets. You should have just made it all like little discs sticking up at different
little
levels.
Foam discs.
Yeah.
Well, that's the funny thing too, because they get, like I said, this could be a whole episode. They get, the question always is, what about the moon? Yeah. What about other planets? You can get a telescope and see Jupiter and
that's true too.
And Saturn, and you can see Mars, you can see that it's round, and
although you're only seeing one side of it, so what if also, it appears round like a sticker.
They also say the moon is illuminates itself, and they're like, well, why doesn't the Earth illuminate when the sun hits it? I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? You look out the window. Like, you can
see pretty bright out there.
Yeah, it looks pretty bright. Like, I can see the ground
more
now than at night. That's how that is. That's what that means.
That's crazy, man. We just get stupider and stupider.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if you're out there listening, you're a flat Earth person.
I have a headache now.
It's time to move on.
I get excited about the flat Earth thing. Yeah. Those people drive me nuts.
I could tell you. You get
you're getting rosy in the cheeks. I'm
you
want to
prove that this place is round.
Yeah. Yeah. Or we're in a pocket on a giant ice planet. I like that one, too. Yeah, that one makes more sense.
You like the cone aspect?
No, that's just stupid. That's
oh.
We're a cone floating around.
Like an ice
cream
cone.
Amongst a bunch of spherical
life
planets.
Is just an ice cream cone.
Life is but a dream.
This planet shibboling. Is just an ice cream cone.
This life is an ice cream cone. My dogs are barking doopy-doo.
They're trying to end the show.
Yeah, man. I think that is the end of the show.
That is the end of the show.
Yeah. That was a good hour of our lives.
That was good.
That we get to relive over and over again.
Every day.
Yes. watch and listen to this every day.
Every day.
So you have anything to say to the people?
Yeah, let me see here. I'll throw it back to the whole Earth thing, you know, like this Earth is huge and you are just a little tiny speck on this planet. And if you zoom out of the world, you see all these little specks, that's you. So if whatever you're going through in life may seem massive, may seem huge, but guess what? It's not that big of a deal. You're going to move forward no matter what you're going through because you're just a little speck. It all ain't that bad. So just keep moving forward. Keep living your life, and you'll do good things.
Yeah, and be nice to everybody.
Yeah.
Because they might be going through some shit, too.
That's right. And your time on this planet is short.
Very.
So get rid of the negativity.
Yeah.
Be positive.
I'm already halfway through my life.
Give someone you know a hug today because guaranteed they probably fucking need it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, don't go hugging strangers because some people might
They might have
fight
a knife.
You. Hug someone you know. Tell them you love them.
Yeah. All right. So, audit, keep, and odds.
There we go.
So, you can support the show by clicking on the link in the show description of the show or to do the show, and you can do it. Support us.
Just do it.
For as little as 99 cents
just do it.
A month, I think.
Wow.
You can send in your odd questions to oddpeoplepod@gmail.com or on the Discord. Go to Sketched Discord thing, whatever that is.
Yep. It is private, but if you message me on Instagram, I can send you an invite. Yeah,
there you go. Follow him on Instagram. Sketched. It's an exclusive club. With X. And then, yeah, you can email the show odd questions or questions or concerns or questions. And then you can go check out all our social media. Is Instagram, Facebook for some reason, TikTok while it still exists.
Yeah.
Go check out oddpeoplepodcast.com. Hopefully we're going to have merch coming soon.
Yeah.
I sent you an idea.
Yes, you did.
And you were like, that's a good idea.
I'm going to get it.
So we're gonna do that.
Make it happen.
And yeah, be nice to everybody. Thank you for listening to the show today. Go to redbubble.com. Link is in the podcast website.
And send in your odd questions. We need some odd
questions.
Yeah,
we need more odd questions.
We need more people.
We're running low.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. We love you. And stay creative, stay inspired, and as always,
stay
on fire.